Oh, my broskies. My bros and brodettes. This is just terrible.
I don't think it's the Talking
Heads. It is.
Just,
oh no, you're right.
It is Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
The Devo.
The Elvis. Oh, is Presley. Devo like a male diva?
I don't think so, because it's with an E.
The Devo. I think it's just.
I was really confused for, because you know Billy. What is it, Billy?
Billy Corgan.
Devo, isn't that? Wasn't he a metal artist or something?
I don't know.
Bill Bev.
I can barely hear you. I mean, I can hear you in the real world. I'm just not really hearing you in my headphones. Maybe let me turn my.
I can hear you in the real world.
Bangers.
Hit me with some fanny talk.
It's time for Declan's Fanny Talk Hour.
Okay.
I told you guys about this website, which just has, it's a big, long timeline.
Did we test the
of every, what's up?
Oh, hit me with the sound effects. Sound gonna be, oh, they're going to be loud. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So, the fanny effect.
The Fanny Chronicles?
The yes. Fanny of the Opera.
I found I was telling you guys about this website earlier and you wanted to see it. It's a timeline of every slang word for vagina-related things and the times at which they were first coined or at least first seen in literature that we know
okay.
of. So I'm going to start all the way at the beginning.
Okay.
Okay.
The Bible. It's just, the Bible.
It starts all the way at
square
like,
A.
At like the late 1220s and it's just a sea of nothing and the only word is cunt. That is how old the word cunt is.
Oh, thank God.
It's amazing. And then it's just nothing for hundreds, or for just
well, that's
almost 100
they
years.
They figured it out.
For just
they
decades.
They found the best word,
yes.
And they just stuck with
and
it.
Then you've
no
got,
need for anything
And then
else.
You've got, in the 1360s, you got tail.
Okay.
Some tail.
And then a little bit later, quoniam, quaint, and belchose.
I don't like the name.
How about socket? That one makes sense. That's in the 1460s.
Socket sounds more like the action that you do to it. Like
I'm gonna sock that. No, that's gross.
No, socket like even. like a light socket, dude.
Oh.
No, it doesn't. No, not in the 1460s.
I'm thinking more like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
It's not in the 1460s. It's not.
What's not?
It's not gonna be a socket in that period of time.
Well, I know. I'm just an example. Like a socket is a thing that you put a thing into.
Right.
Sock'em.
Right.
You know, like beat 'em. You know.
Right.
Trench, lap, click.
Trench, it, Jesus Christ.
Click it, gate, token, oven. Beard, that's pubic hair.
Bun, is the term bun in the oven referring to vagina?
Bun in the oven, well, is pregnant.
I know, but like, is the oven in that instance the vagoo?
I mean,
it makes sense as a metaphor, even if oven is not a slang term for a vagina.
Yeah, makes sense.
But it also makes sense.
It's you got one cooking.
Cooking, yeah.
I'm gonna filter it to like only vagina words, because
okay.
that's what we're interested
well, they
in.
All are vagina
we
words.
We got mill, and then suddenly in the 1530s, there's just like 10 all at once. Just
okay.
for no reason. Leather, pin case, mockin, rough malkin, purse, pudding, dock, coney, and beef.
Beef
just is not
beef.
not a terribly feeling one.
Plum tree, jewel,
what year was
quiver. That was the
1536. That's pretty fucking wow. rancid.
And then
Holy
just and then just a fucking
shit.
Just an explosion in this in the 1590s.
Vagina explosion.
Oh, it must be because is it because of Shakespeare?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Because there's just like 100 all at once right around the turn of the 17th century.
Okay.
I wonder all of them because it's too many. But
that Renaissance.
We got seal, eye, Venus's glove, bunghole, which later became butt in my.
That's good.
At least in
I
my
still
family.
Still like bunghole.
Coney Burrow, Breach, Fig, Cunny, which
Cunny.
I still like.
Classic.
Bugglebow, Cunny Court, Venus's Court, Bumble Broth, Mount Falcon, Low Countries, Netherlands.
poor Netherlands.
Ace of Hearts.
The Ace of Spades.
Stew Pot. You know what?
You know what?
What do you call it? Trunk, Orchard, Engine, Fiddle. Cecily Bumtricket.
Wait, hold on.
She played
hold
me on. Like a damn fiddle.
It comes to a point where there's so many names for it, they just say, what do you call it?
What do you call it? Yeah, no, like...
Yeah, what do you call it? You know, a bum fiddle.
Jenny Howlett, Tinderbox, Coney Berry. Oh,
Tinderbox.
Jesus.
I've heard Tinderbox before.
Yeah.
I think you collect those in Amnesia.
Is that the app you get on your phone?
We'll go like 50 years ahead. We've got Candlestick, Flapdoodle.
Flapdoodle.
Contrap Dunkdom.
Why
Flapdoodle's not
why
real.
Candlestick? I feel like Candlestick would be more fitting for a cock.
I don't know what a candle... Whoa. I mean, I don't know.
Candlestick.
Gig, nap, smock castle, Marjorie, conveniency.
I have a feeling that if you find a website like this...
Rochester portion.
For the penis, that there'll just be like a few. It's like cock.
Bullocks. That's balls, though.
Balls, yeah.
I'm pretty sure cock is actually in here. Like, cock was a vagina at some point. Yeah. Actually, cockpit is in here.
Because a pit, because you put your cock in that area.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Placket hole.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one.
Mark of the Beast. rise from your grave.
I left alone. My Thatched mind was house, blank.
Powder, Venus's. Everything is Venus's. I guess she was the goddess of something vagina-related, like ladies
Venus
or
and
something.
Furs, perhaps?
Maybe Temple of Venus. What about a miraculous pitcher? And then in parentheses it says, that holds water with the mouth down. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
What a very, very, like, weird... Like,
that's when you have to, like,
this
explain
one's very
the joke.
Cynical sounding. It just says, venerable monosyllable. It's like, what?
Which is my band name, by the way.
Yeah.
We play only hard fantasy-related rock.
There was a dragon!
Okay, yeah.
And that dragon did, yeah.
Jack Nasty Face. I guess vagina started getting gross.
I called this kid I didn't like Jack Nasty Face for a while in school.
We're in the 1830s now, by the way. Mangle.
I could have guessed
agility.
That.
1830s?
Yeah. Cool. Cat meat. Oh, see, cock.
That's
it just
gross.
Says cock here. So, whatever. Oh, and here's Fanny.
Fanny.
That's 1830s. Classics. So that's where that came
classics.
From.
They like that in Scotland a lot.
I think it's Ireland? Am I possible
Scotland?
I think,
really
I think
like
the basically
entire
everywhere
UK.
likes Fanny. I think that's a universally accepted good one.
Sure. Wedding corn.
Because you eat that shit on your fucking wedding day, bro.
Cyprian fountain. Uh-huh. Jewel case. Hmm. 1890s, big old explosion. Just a revolution.
Before we get too deep into this vagina.
Knick-knack. I'm almost done, though.
Oh, okay.
Knick-knack.
Okay.
Nick and
we
the
at
co-
least
Nick
have to get to like the 20s and the 50s.
Road to a christening. Oh, there's so many good ones. Cupid's furrow. Front entrance. Coffee spout.
Those are way too polite.
Coffee spout. It usually takes all my energy away, bro.
Okay, let's see. We want to hear the most recent...
No, like 1920s. I bet there's some
1920s
good
you want to do? Okay.
I bet there's some
Snatch.
Good ones
I bet Snatch is pretty recent.
Satchel, That Thing, Sloth, Venus, like, Jelly Roll, Jelly, Twitch It.
Wasn't there a very famous saxophonist named Jelly Roll?
Downtown.
Jelly Roll Martin was a
Twatch.
Piano player.
Piano, okay.
I really like
yeah,
Twatch.
Yeah, he was a ragtime.
He was made reference to in a very
what if
famous
I could just,
Van Morrison
what if I could,
song.
Oh, Bearded Oyster. That's a cool one.
It Stoned Me.
Which one were you looking for? I think you just search for it.
Snatch. I want what? Snatch.
Snatch.
Oh, Snatch.
In the movie Legend 1900.
Snatch is... Oh, I can't find
appearance.
It. Okay, Snatch is 1786, it looks like.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not too recent. I would have anticipated that being like later than that, but oh well.
I just wish it was like it was coined in the first draft of the Declaration of Independence or something
so,
like that.
So speaking of
hold on, most recent vagina word. I just wanna do this.
Most recent vagina.
I think it's 2005. Yeah.
Probably something.
Well, there's a couple in 2005. There's Love Shack.
Wait.
Which makes sense.
Oh, I like
I
that.
Don't
I like Love Shack.
It doesn't make B-52s.
You thought that was like an innocent song, but it's about a vagina. Fuck you.
Not in 2000. I mean, in 2005, it became about a vagina.
Oh, when was that song?
80s.
Oh, okay.
The Love Shack, baby.
And Nanty Crackling. Oh, and Credentials, and that's it.
Hey, girl, show me your credentials.
Ooh, I like Gristle Gripper.
Ugh, Rancid.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I'm done.
So speaking of Gristle Grippers, we're the three Weebos.
We just right. can't stop gripping that gristle.
And, I am your courageous leader. And by leader, I mean one of the guys who's on this thing. I'm Ethan. And
great.
That is...
I'm the valiant guy who decides to join in on this, Steven.
And then there...
I'm Declan.
So we're in a more comfortable position than usual today.
We're just chilling today.
Just
we do
chilling.
Not feel like doing... We just...
We usually have a desk set, or not a desk, but a table set up, and we got chairs and everything. And now we're just sitting on couches.
Just hanging
out. Well, it's usually not midnight.
It's
usually
it
midnight.
It's often midnight.
But fuck you, Declan.
Okay, well, no, hold on now.
We
didn't have anything to watch.
I proposed something of value. I proposed art, and you shat on my face.
No, no, no. We can't just. Let's like, let's movie podcast. Let's talk about Jaws. Like, no. No.
Every movie podcast
about,
has...
Let's talk about Inception on our movie podcast.
Every,
fucking no. No more conversation about fucking
every
Inception.
Every podcast has a classic...
We're not doing
review.
A classics week. We want to torture ourselves. That's what gets the big bucks.
We deserve this pain. We brought this upon ourselves through our numerous sins.
Yes, we.
I don't think I deserved it.
You deserve this.
Oh, you deserve
this more than anybody. Finish shows, you fuck. We're not watching
Wolf Children, and we never will. Fuck you.
No, we might watch it, but we don't have to talk about it individually.
Someday we will watch Wolf Children.
Yeah.
Maybe not for this, but we will talk about it maybe someday.
Okay.
We might.
But instead of Wolf Children, we watched a far superior piece of media.
Yeah. So the way I decided what movie we were going to watch is I went to myanimelist.net. Check it out.
It's a hit new website.
With our sponsors. Not really. And I sorted all the movies on the cataloged on this website. And I sorted them by score, and I went to, like, page 22?
So not the lowest of low, but pretty close.
Well, if you get low enough...
22 of what, 23?
20, like, 5. But if you get low enough, there's, like, no scores anymore. So I went for, like... And if you get, like, super low, you get, like, 4-point-something movies that are, like, shorts, like, art shorts that are, like, just nothing. So I went into, like, the, you know, these movies have, like, you know, mid-fives, high-fives.
Might be something redeemable about it.
Maybe. Or maybe they're just really funny.
There's always something redeemable about a high-five, Stephen.
Yeah, just a big, good old high five. I found a lot of good stuff that we'll be doing in the future. The one that immediately jumped out at me was a very obvious Dragon Ball Z ripoff called Super Kid.
Oh my fucking god!
Super Kid.
So and then Super
I watched,
Kid.
And then I watched a little bit of it, and I went, "Yep, mm-hmm.
This is what we deserve."
Maybe
this
if you watched a little bit more of it, you would have realized, "Nah, no."
I did, and maybe, I was like, "This is a banger. This is 1 hour and 40 minutes of pure goodness."
I'd say I paid attention to a solid 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not an hour and forty.
Yeah, during that solid Metal Gear discussion we had, you really paid attention to what was going on.
It's like ten minutes of goodness.
I still was absorbing it. It's just
garbage.
That I had to focus all my attention on it because there wasn't like a whole lot of. What's a complicated movie? It's not running color of...
8.5.
Upstream color. Or 8.5.
Yeah, upstream color is a good...
It's not
good
Primer.
Have you seen 8.5?
We'll talk about this later. Okay. Now...
8mm or 8.5?
8mm is a different movie than 8.5.
8.5 is a...
I thought you were going to say the movie about snuff films starring Nicolas Cage called 8mm.
Which
like a super complicated psychological headpiece.
Head fuckery. We should watch that movie sometime. But,
sure, yeah. I mean, the last time we watched a Nick Cage movie, it went really well.
Steven just left in a panic.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
In short, we watched Left Behind. You should probably watch Left Behind.
I guess, sure, yeah.
So,
if you're, like, really intoxicated.
Now, Declan, you have notes.
All right.
I'm going to try to remember as many characters as possible. Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, so
I should just bring up the IMDb or something. Movie, 1996. Well, what's the main character? You know him.
Goku.
We're talking about, like, you don't have to be literal.
Piccolo.
Pretty much, yeah, it's Gokudari.
Gokudari, okay.
That's the best sound, is a K right next to a D. Just Gokudari.
Gokudari.
This movie is, we think, Korean, by the way.
I'm gonna go by the credits that they say, probably Korean.
Or Chinese. There's no information about this anywhere really. I don't know who was responsible. I don't know
who for this
studio.
Travesty.
I mean, it's a studio. Maybe it just kind of got
some guys.
Maybe it's just some dudes really wanted to make this movie. It was a really passionate project of
big fans of Akira Toriyama's work.
So this movie was dubbed by Ocean, a Canadian company.
Yes,
right across the street from us.
it's Vancouver, right? Are they based in Vancouver?
How the fuck would I know? Do you know that? Is that a thing you know?
I know this.
How do you know this? But yeah, they Ocean, who also made a very bad dub of Dragon Ball Z that's very famous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
They are responsible for this that we would play.
He wants to disintegrate the whole planet, Vegeta.
That one is the best, and I mean it. What a joke. Come on, but I admit it. You're having us on, really. Why would you do this to Freezer? Why would you do it?
He's so out of breath by the end of that line.
That makes sense. That seems.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even this is better than that particular slice
these
of the Dragon Ball Z.
The pieces are starting to fall into place now.
Yes. And the best part is that this movie shares. Every single voice actor in this movie was also in the Dragon Ball Z dub.
Fuck.
Oh.
Not like the good Dragon Ball Z dub that everyone knows, but this bad Canadian Ocean dub.
They're just they're scraping anything that looks like that.
Gokudari, our main character, is voiced by Kathy Wesoluck.
Kathy, who
voices Chaozu in Dragon Ball Z, the Ocean dub, or more recently, Ethan, you might know her as Spike from My Little Pony.
Jesus, you were trying,
that's totally it.
You were trying to put your finger on it this whole time. She's still putting in work.
I knew that fucking voice the second I heard it, and I didn't want to look it up because I figured that reveal would be that is totally fucking Spike. Just as obnoxious in this. Just as soul-crushing as in this.
You're not done with Spike? Wait, no, we can't talk about My Little Pony.
And that's the next episode.
It is not. No, it is so not.
Are you telling me you don't want to hear about Winter Wrap-Up?
What? Is that a song?
It's a good song.
Of course it
and
is.
And one of the better episodes.
Going to analyze these lyrics. It's actually about...
Let's finish our holiday cheer. Okay, go on. I could sing you every single song if you want right now.
No, that's all right. No, I'm all set. That's cool. I'm good.
3 months of winter.
No.
That's for our podcast of three neckbeards.
I have to drink more.
That
was pretty all right.
That's for the three guys playing Russian Roulette. A sequel to this podcast.
Dude, hopefully. You guys are just screaming while I fucking
play Russian Roulette with 6 bullets in the chamber.
Okay, now.
So there's our protagonists are the Super Kids, even though the movie's called Super Kid. There's no one named Super Kid. It's the Super Kids. There's a bunch of them.
Where half of them aren't even kids.
There's
most of them aren't
I'd
even
say
kids.
Majority are
There's
not
Gok
children.
Dari, who just looks like Goku. He's got red hair, but he's just Goku. He looks like a troll doll.
He's kind of grotesque.
He looks exactly like a troll doll.
He's very gross.
He is a troll doll.
There's Big Boy, minus Andre 3000. He had to get some new work.
Post-Outcast breakup was hard on him.
Yes, but he is a fat guy. He likes to eat. That's his character. There's also...
Accurate.
There's also Ju Yun Ju, who is Bulma from Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, I as somebody who has no exposure to Dragon Ball Z,
that shit's Bulma.
Immediately recognize that as Bulma.
He's like, oh, that's Bulma, isn't it? It's like, yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is a narrator, voiced by David Kay. There's Judo Gui, who I think was the villain. Is he the elephant guy?
Sure.
Oh, Jesus. There's Great Priest Tulltull. I think he was a villain, or maybe not. Ooh, this is going to be quite an episode. There's Kakaruse? This audio wasn't very good. We couldn't hear things.
Cockle-doodle-doo.
We couldn't find this movie anywhere. We had to watch it on YouTube.
This was... I'm gonna be real.
It just doesn't exist.
We've watched some real shit on the Three Weebos.
Have we? Like, what's the worst thing we've watched?
So for the previews, we've watched some pretty bad things.
I guess, but that's one episode,
this
right?
This is far and away. Yeah. This is far and away.
I mean, we haven't done pure schlock yet. Like, just borderline bootleg movie... This isn't really.
This is our domain too.
I don't know.
Declan, you and I exist.
We did watch Sympho Gear.
Fuck off.
I'm gonna gut you like a fucking.
You have to get up from that couch first, and you can't.
Oh, I can't get up from this couch.
Declan, we exist for garbage. We consume some horrible, rancid pieces of shit.
I'd say
on average the.
But not like almost Chinese bootleg level shit, probably. Yeah.
We watched Black Rock Shooter.
Again,
Rock Shooter is pretty terrible.
That was full of cutting edge technology, at least. Like
it was pretty terrible though.
This movie,
not this, no, but not even comparable.
What?
It's not even comparable to this movie.
Movie can't even keep its camera. Like it's the camera is moving all around. Like it's some kind of someone's watching it. I don't know if this is because it's on YouTube, but someone's watching the movie and the camera's just swaying all over the place.
It looks like bad pan and scan.
It is actually really hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Like, the camera will just go to chins for no reason. Like, why are you zooming in on a chin?
Just, instead of zooming in, they zoom in. It's hard to explain. It's very bad.
So let's talk
about the plot of this feature film.
Okay, so the Super Kids.
They're Super Kids.
And they're intergalactic bounty hunters.
So this movie starts with a trailer for the movie, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe that was just the copy we watched. Ethan, stay with me. Ethan,
keep going. Please. No, I'm with you. I have to think for a bit.
Okay, so
about my life and my decisions.
Okay, so we get this weird Nickelodeon CG title card, which may have been stolen. Who knows? Who knows? Then we get a good old white text over clouds that you literally can't read.
Classic.
It turns out this movie takes place in 2023.
So strap in, folks. You got
strap
some real shit in the future.
In. Yeah, it's culture shock.
Fuck yourself.
Exactly. You need to. The first thing we get introduced to Ju. And she's a reportress.
Who? I'm sorry.
Ju.
Kike.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Bulma. And Bulma, Ju Bulma says she was a reporter and she's sleeping at her desk, the rascal,
Hold on, when you think about it, isn't Elaine basically just Ju Bulma?
What?
What?
From Seinfeld.
Elaine?
Elaine? Do you know? Do you know either of those characters?
No, I don't.
It's like you're talking about three things. You picked
a random character from two shows you've never heard of.
One of them you've never even like watched. You don't like Seinfeld.
I mean, I've consumed Seinfeld. That doesn't mean I know nothing about Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
So as a avid Seinfeld fan,
you're about to lay into this motherfucker.
Whoa there, buddy! You don't talk about Elaine like that.
I'll talk about Elaine however I want to talk about Elaine.
No.
I mean, like, no, that's like, Bulma's, like, kind of
a
bitch.
No one hates Elaine Bennis.
And Elaine is, like...
Kind of a bitch.
Is, like kind of a bitch, but, like, quirky. And Bulma's just, like, kind of a
Elaine
bitch.
Isn't that quirky.
Goku just wants...
She's totally quirky.
Wants to go train, and Bulma won't let
her. She dances around, she does funny things.
She does little kicks, but, like, Elaine isn't, like... I wouldn't say quirky is one of her defining... characteristics would say that anyone else is quirky.
Bulma just kind of starts out like a teenage girl and she's bitchy and then she stays kind of bitchy but also she does science stuff so it's
like Elaine is
more I can't believe we're having this conversation. Ethan just literally pulled this out of his ass and now we're having a serious conversation comparing Bulma to Elaine.
Listen to the point I'm about to make. People take Dragon Ball Z and Seinfeld way too seriously. You even mention one of those things and people are this shit's the fucking best, bro.
You can say that about
television show.
Why do you pick those two things? There are so many shows for which that's true.
Because there's universal acclaim for both of those things, and I think people forgot.
What about, like, Firefly?
I like Firefly, but I'm not going to come to bat
for it. I'm not talking about your opinion. I'm talking about, don't you think that people also have serious opinions about that?
There's not enough of that to really have a serious opinion about it.
You're joking.
Get it? Because it was canceled early.
Star Wars, Star Trek, any famous thing ever.
I know.
Simpsons.
I was starting shit.
Stop starting shit.
Stop starting.
We got very drunk before we watched this movie. And also during.
Very drunk.
I mean,
no.
I'm not really.
I mean, sorry, not very. Just like quite. And also,
we had a few
and also we're just like, just very.
Slap happy.
We're just kind of worn out, so we're getting a little.
Well, it's like we
going
have
a little off the rails.
We have
Declan
nothing
and I
to lose.
Partied pretty hardy last night. I'm good at
that. That also happened. Yeah. I mean, not really, because I was just on my computer writing a D&D campaign while you danced with girls.
Cool.
It was about as funny as it sounds.
That was a real thing that was happening.
There was an actual event where
Oh,
don't worry about it. No, hold on.
What are you gonna say about
Super Kid? Is the equivalent of sitting on your laptop writing a D&D campaign while this other guy's dancing with girls while drunk.
So you're saying I've done the same thing twice in two nights?
Yes.
Okay.
Back to back nights.
It was a really good campaign so far. I haven't finished it.
It was
yet.
Really good dancing.
It was not. No, it was terrible.
Now,
it was
Dragon Ball Z is dancing with girls, and then
I'm sitting right here.
And the Super Kid is sitting at a computer watching people dancing.
See, Super Kid is like putting a really terrible piece of garbage on TV and then not paying attention to it.
Do you guys want to talk about other things?
Well, let's go.
That's for the second half
of the episode.
Okay.
We got it. It's not that far.
You have some real editing ahead of you.
We're like halfway through this movie. So, Gokudari is 199 years old.
Right.
And he's full of chivalry. which they don't really demonstrate.
Actually the opposite of chivalrous, I'd say.
You think so?
He's kind of abrasive.
He does torture everyone into extreme pain, even when they surrender.
And he doesn't listen to them as they beg for forgiveness.
Yeah, it's...
And he likes to shatter people's teeth.
Yeah. Big boy. One of the first villains we see is Bazooka Joe, who is great. And he gets naked. Naked.
Bow, just, bow, bow, we see, bow.
We see Bazooka Joe's missile launcher. I fucking hate you, Steve. Well, you gotta ruin my joke with something. Oh, you just give me when I set up a joke, you gotta give me like 2 full seconds to pause for the funny to happen. Okay?
Alright, say it again.
We saw Bazooka Joe's penis. Fuck me in the ass.
I'm the ringleader of this crazy circus of nonsense going on. I have to lead this mayhem. I am the mayhem.
So there's a big green tentacle monster.
Oh, fucking
not
Jesus.
Like the sexy kind, but just like
it was
really,
a little bit hot.
It's like a no.
It's a little bit hot.
Remember the farting scene? Telling me that's hot?
Oh, spoilers. We'll
don't
get to
that. Fucking make fun of my fetish, okay? Fuck.
Spoilers.
We're people, not a fucking costume.
96. I mean, he's not dressing up as guys who like farts. He's just like making fun of them. You something in that box you need?
I was just looking for a clue on how to fucking get out of here.
Just looking for a rope to hang yourself
looking for a way out.
So our protagonist just like tortures this poor old octopus man for like 10 minutes. And it's really sad, and I feel bad for the octopus man, and I don't like Goku anymore. This show ruined Goku from the other show for me.
That's like, impressive.
You know what? Actual Goku is actually kind of a dick. I don't.
Yeah. Actual Goku is kind of a dick, though.
It's kind
How
of like
do you know you never watched Dragon Ball Z.
I've consumed
Remember
when we watched an episode of Jimmy Neutron and we realized that Jimmy is literally the worst person ever?
He deserves every pain that comes his way.
He
deserves the friends that he has, and nobody in the entire school should respect
him. He deserves his friends, but his friends don't deserve him.
Maybe that's They're the message of that show. Yes. Maybe like that whole time it was like, hey man.
The twist is that Jimmy's the monster.
The twist is that Jimmy is Reddit and.
And brain blast.
He does say that. He didn't say that in the episode we watched.
Because there was no brain blasting, only suffering.
I thought every episode had a brain blast. That's interesting.
No, he does say brain blast, and then he shoots the laser. He's like, Goddard, shoot the laser at that thing to make this bullshit happen.
I must have been not paying attention during that.
Goddard, that's his dog's name. Okay.
Oh, right, because there's foreshadowing in the previous part of the
pendulum.
Episode. And then he goes into brain blast mode. He remembers all that stuff in the premonition style. And then he says, brain bursto.
It's like Kwanzaa. It rhymes.
Excuse me?
I don't know. All right, I'm done. It was a good podcast we had going. How many episodes did we make it through before we gave up?
Like two real ones.
It was the three Weebos was a good idea, but it was a mistake.
No, I think we're done. Yeah, just pack it up.
It was a mistake.
Everything was a mistake.
I apologize if you guys were invested in three Weebos, because we certainly weren't.
No, it's fine.
Let's get back at it.
All right. This is our new podcast, the 2.5 Weebos, because one of us has died. I mean,
half of all of us has died, so it's the 1.5 Weebos. Cheaper by the dozen.
Or is it Charlie?
So cheaper by the dozen three,
Fuck my face. Declan, you had the choice. If you had the choice right now, watch Super Kid again, or watch Cheaper by the Dozen star Steve Martin,
the first one.
You would watch Super Kid before. Oh, Cheaper. You're saying you would.
No,
watch
you're
the
asking.
First.
You're saying the first Cheaper by the Dozen.
No,
movie.
Two.
Oh, Cheaper by the Dozen two.
Steve Martin.
I mean, that one's got Hilary Duff, but I think she's pregnant. Or wait, no, her sister's pregnant? I've seen that movie, by the way. I've seen that movie multiple times.
I think I saw that in theaters.
Remember when Steve Martin was up? Was a...
like an actual like genius and beloved by everyone?
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. You may recognize him from being in the movie The Jerko.
Planes, Trains, and Cars.
He wasn't in that, was he?
No, he totally is.
That's him and John Candy.
I never saw that. The Jerk is fantastic.
But no... Who is he? The biggest sellout? Who was the biggest sellout?
From like the SNL people.
Adam
Sandler is the biggest sellout of all of the.
Adam
SNL.
Sandler sold out before he was even on SNL. Like what? He.
Yeah.
All right.
The quality. Who had the highest quality drop?
Chevy Chase.
No, Chevy Chase had some good movies because we recently watched.
But that was still the 80s though. That was 85.
True, but he didn't really have much material in the 90s that I can recall.
When was Christmas Vacation?
That was the 80s. That's a good movie.
It was fantastic. I mean, at least from my recollection, kind of just went silent. And then all of a sudden, like, he's on Community.
And he's great on Community.
And he's a horrible monster.
I mean, he was an asshole, and he kind of ruined that show, but his character's good. So, let me tell you.
Fuck you, Steve Martin. If you're listening, Steve Martin, go fuck yourself.
Well, Steve Martin's still kind of cool.
He plays the banjo still.
Yeah.
He has fun.
He should play in bad movies.
The tentacle monster poops, and he calls it true evil.
That's why I call it too.
Steve Martin is the true evil.
And then this movie's aesthetics are so weird, because they're in this city, which is full of people, but like all the buildings have been destroyed. Like, it's the post-apocalypse? But they don't go into that at all. I want to know about the lore of Super Kid.
That's fine. I think I can do without the lore of Super Kid.
You're content with just like all these buildings are just fucked?
They deserve it. Everybody in that city fucking deserves it because they're in Super Kid.
Aw, that's mean. So then they decide that they have to go defeat the universe's big baddie who's been blowing up planets.
My Lost in Translation poster is slightly off.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Kilter.
Just concentrate for 20 minutes. Okay. We'll be done with this.
He's worse than me right now.
I just
terrible.
I would rather
Wait,
do any.
You, I am.
I
he
would
is.
Do rather
I know, right?
anything than talk about Super Kid.
But you're not even talking. You're listening to me talk.
Okay,
this is how I feel about like every single show we fucking watch.
You have a solid 5 minutes convinced me to talk about Super Kid through your summary. Let's
two
go.
Words.
Hey, remember that thing we invested an hour and a half into?
You may have.
Hour and 40.
Hour. It's an hour and a half.
I'm just being belligerent. Go ahead.
It's okay. It works. It's our dynamic.
I don't think that's our dynamic.
This is our
for
life.
This episode, it is.
Okay.
Hey, fuck you.
Nice.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck. Good luck, Declan, in the editing room.
Oh, it's fine. This is all staying in. They get in there. Even you recognize it as Mazinger Z.
Yep.
This robot. It's also a spaceship.
I'm familiar with the Mazinger. Shin Mazinger.
And then they have a rock guy who's also in Super Kids, and he just flies into the robot's belly.
His name, I believe, is Rock Pile.
Something like that.
What's that line?
He's a blue pile of rocks.
Your head is full of rocks.
That's a great line. Yeah. Oh. If you think jumping into the washing machine is a good idea, you're really all wet. You guys ever see Sonic, the animated series?
If somebody wants to touch your body, that's no good.
Okay, I've shown you those.
Sorry, Declan.
I've seen that before.
Oh, they're amazing. Chromosomes.
So good.
Fuck.
And then I think the mayor goes with them into space. Is the mayor evil?
I think he just wants to get reelected, but he's not evil.
Okay. He doesn't end up being a villain. There ends up being another villain who goes after the mayor.
He's kind of confused in the beginning when they're like, oh, we'd like our reward for capturing these criminals. He's like, oh, of course.
Of course, here's your money.
You don't need to count it. It's all there.
I don't remember, but then they believe him.
I think the joke is that he's a greedy man.
Sure.
Politicians.
But like,
am I right?
He wants to get reelected, but he's still doing the right thing. Like, I don't see what the problem is, personally.
All right. I think it's important for our audience to realize this movie is for kids.
It's not for anyone.
No. Yeah, it's for monsters.
When the people were making this, they were making this for children.
I mean, Dragon Ball is technically for children, but...
I would not play this in Guantanamo Bay to get fucking information out of terrorists. That'd be too cruel and unusual.
SK boarding. Super Kid boarding.
That's savage.
You just give them like 3 seconds of it at a time.
No! That's all I had.
There's like a 3 second shot with R2-D2, who's on the robot.
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging out.
Speaking of R2-D2, there's a lot of things that happen in the show that like they
movies
do.
In this what?
In this movie. It's like, you know how R2-D2... Thanks. You know how R2-D2 like in one movie has the ability to fly?
Episode 3.
Yeah, and then but never does it again
because they needed him to fly.
Yeah, because they had to have like, that quirky scene.
And fuck you, George Lucas.
And Steve Martin.
In this, yeah, thanks.
We're taking everyone. Out all of Hollywood.
Yeah, we're really just burning all our bridges on
Goku
this episode.
Goku, dude, in one part, he's like, "Oh, I can grow huge and become a giant."
At the very end, he's just like, "Oh, by the way, I'm gonna be all huge now."
Yeah, it's like, why haven't you done that before?
Because
he didn't need to. So
he was already too strong. He could beat anyone. It's just he only got huge because the other guy got huge.
Goku.
That is also a ripoff of Dragon Ball Z because Goku, when he has his tail, he can become a giant monkey.
Goku Troll is very, very much a Gary Stu. And he just fit. He's like, check out this new power
I
got.
Yeah, does he ever? I mean, he gets his staff broken at one point. He uses a staff, by the way.
But it gets fixed.
It does come back later. Yeah. I don't know if he ever goes through any hardships. I don't know if he ever learns.
He didn't have to use his cunning or wit to overcome any obstacles.
No.
The staff came back to him. He's just born super powerful. So like, you don't see him training really hard like Goku does.
Why is he 199 years old?
Because he just was born 199 years ago.
Yeah, motherfucker. It's just math.
But what's the purpose?
So because if he was like 10, how could he be that strong? That doesn't make any sense.
He had a lot of time to train.
13 year old big boy.
Yeah, 200 years to train just in space, punching nothing but space.
Yep.
He only took
very low resistance. Good for your joints.
Years.
So then we find out that Jew is on the plane, and she viciously mutilates Big Boy's poor face.
Oh, no.
You guys have any opinions on Big Boy's face?
It's fine.
Cool. And then we...
Steven chimes in!
Thanks, Steven. No, that's good. And then we finally get to the most worst-looking planet in all of fiction... It's just like, hey, non-artist, I need you to make me a planet. How about just like a bunch of piss-colored mist everywhere?
The visual
unpaid intern.
Yeah.
The visual equivalent.
They call them unpaid interns in Korea. Hmm.
This is the visual equivalent of a fucking cluster headache, and it's just it's just every second you look at it is complete agony, and it goes against everything of good taste. The color palette is shit. The design of the planet itself is booty butt.
This art design is a urethra splinter.
Yes, it is a penis fracture.
and throw in the consistent, like, weird camera panning.
There's almost no music in this movie.
Except in the worst places. God.
There's sure, no fighting scene that has music.
It's silence, and the sound effects do not make up for it. It's just like a guy going into a mic going...
There's at one point that the Earth is being... And then people are going like... The villains are going like... So at one point, the Earth is being rent. It is being fucking... There's a pillar forming out of the ground.
Well, it's not the Earth, is it?
The planet is being rent, and there's a pillar being formed out of the ground. And
if you have like dirt on another planet, is it still Earth?
No.
If you like dig a hole on Mars, you're like digging into the Mars. That's cool as fuck.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool. You can dig into Uranus.
I try to go out of my way to avoid that.
It would be the Uranus, which is actually that's a gas planet. You can't do that. Go on.
How come nobody's used that in a movie? Like, it's like, you gotta dig into the Mars, bro. Because it sounds dumb. Is that one?
You know what? I bet The Martian has that line. I bet that movie is stupid enough to
eat my fucking shithole, Louis Armstrong.
Matt Damon fucking...
Not even Louis Armstrong.
I just realized... Lance Armstrong, suck my fucking cock, you bitch. Just on his knees on the surface of Mars. Just fucking tongue my shithole, Lance Armstrong.
Shove it in my fucking rectum, Buzz Lightyear, you fuck.
That actually makes sense, though. He's in space.
He's named after Buzz Aldrin, of course. Oh, yes. Who was the third guy? Who was the guy that didn't get to go? Wasn't there a guy on the spaceship?
Tom Hanks.
Whoa, there was a noise happening on your computer over there.
USB device not recognized. There's no USB device. Oh, it's my mouse. I don't know what happened. Okay, we gotta keep going.
Okay.
What's up?
Can you believe they put a line in the movie where he's like, eat your heart out, Buzz Aldrin, or whatever he said? And I'm like, motherfucker.
Wait, Buzz Aldrin?
Was it
Neil Armstrong.
Was it Neil Armstrong? I don't remember.
I don't know. That would make sense. I saw the movie when it came out in theaters, but that was so long ago that I don't really... I just remember it being a good movie. And there were a lot of dumb lines. Like, I'm going to science the hell out of this.
That was the line. I'm like, I probably shouldn't see this movie.
It's like, I am a...
Yeah, that was when I decided, like, nah. Also, when the first sentence of the trailer was, like, grammatically incorrect.
What'd it say?
He said it wrong. It was like, he went from non-plural to plural. It was weird. It didn't make sense. It bothered me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Trailers are bad.
They really... With the putting the dialogue together, yeah.
It's very offensive.
I noticed, all right, for the Deadpool... trailer. So one thing that happens a lot in trailers that I've noticed was
this is very topical.
They'll use lines in a trailer that they will not use in the movie.
Yep. That's I was watching the Deadpool trailer and I was like,
I bet none of this dialogue is going to be used.
I guarantee you that's going to be used because that's probably the level of humor that they're going to go for in that movie. Because nobody wants to take the time to write a clever thing. Yeah. They just want the Deadpool doesn't have to be a smart character because people are going to go see it because he's so crazy and quirky.
If I came from like a big Hollywood producers and said I was making a Deadpool movie, I wouldn't really worry about making it good because I know it'd make enough money anyway just because it says Deadpool.
Whoa, he thrusts his groin at the camera. Mm. How provocative. Go on, Declan.
So, Bad Planet. Okay, so there's a we get
Planet Bad.
We get these horrible like ET blue aliens who talk in Simlish, but like tortured Simlish. There's like
no, it's just Japanese.
Comical.
Kill me, please.
But then the protagonist totally kills them.
He laser fingers one of them.
These peaceful creatures.
And then he's like, oh, they're peaceful.
Just oh, you got to murder one to find out, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, that's the American
don't,
way.
Don't you realize that, like, if you are going on another planet, you are the alien?
Yeah, are the aliens.
All right, so just imagine, like, in every other science fiction movie, aliens come to America.
You're the monster.
And then kill us. That's essentially what he just did, but he's the good guy?
Fuck this prick.
Fuck Goku.
Oh. Goku, you're a real piece of shit.
I bet someone has seen this thinking it was Dragon Ball Z. She's like, this shit's fucking garbage.
How come no one ever talks about the worst Goku, the worst Dragon Ball spinoff? Everyone says GT's terrible. They've never seen Super Kid.
Oh, no.
They even renamed it to Super Kid. Oh, it's terrible.
Next episode, Impractical Jokers
fucking
or whatever.
Four kids.
What do you want to watch Dragon Ball?
They're looking at
but we're gonna make him watch Super Kid.
They're looking at him on a hidden camera. It's like, oh, he's watching it. Oh, he's watching it. Oh, just fucking fall over and fade. Oh my god!
Hold me up! Hold me up! It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you falling over?
Oh! He's gonna eat the popcorn.
And the guy's like, hey, wait a minute, this isn't Dragon Ball. Oh!
How does this fit into the greater Dragon Quest universe?
He doesn't realize. Oh! Oh shit.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
You dropped your shit, bro.
I'm sorry. I don't remember how high up it was.
Again, part of this being an informal podcast.
Not too bad,
so I think the caveat of this is an informal podcast really cops out the, you know, it gets us off clean and solid.
Sure, yeah.
For putting up actual garbage.
So then
it's rewarding.
They find the big bad, who's a big drooling elephant, and he tries to eat this alien in a fetal position, but then
oh yeah,
Protag saves him. Everyone in this movie has arm shooting out powers for no reason, and the sound that their arms make when they shoot out, when they stretch, is just like a vacuum cleaner in another room. Just like,
oh, I'm sorry, were you recording dialogue?
And then some kind of space wizard shows up, and then I stopped paying attention to the movie because I was drunk. And boy, this isn't very good. Just to summarize what happens after that, the military.
Fight scenes.
There's some military man threatens the mayor, and then he wants to become the most powerful criminal in the universe.
Who calls himself a criminal? Don't most criminals think they're the good guys?
No, usually
what about like organized crime dudes? Well, they know they're criminals.
Yeah, but they're above that.
Well, but yeah, it's like the purpose is not to be a criminal. The purpose is to get something out of it.
But like smart criminals, like organized criminals, they know they're criminals. That maybe they wouldn't necessarily use that
language. Like any James Bond villain, their goal is to like steal the gold and become rich and powerful. I want to be a James Bond villain.
I'm talking about like the mafia or bank robbers.
Actual people.
Yeah, but they want they're getting something out of it other than being a criminal. This guy literally just wants to be a criminal.
You're saying his goal was to become a criminal.
Yes.
I mean, but he also wants to be powerful, a powerful criminal.
Yeah.
Well, like pirate lords, they were powerful criminals. That's cool.
Is that a real thing?
Pirates?
Pirate lords?
No, but it's a cool thing to say.
That's a cool word.
Yeah.
Putting that in my back pocket for someday.
There's so many great innuendo lines in this movie. Like, put that thing away.
You can't get it up.
They tried to do like the Super Saiyan thing where his hair does things, but it just kind of moves.
Sporadically,
There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, we just turned the movie's volume down so we could talk.
Yeah.
And then we get the big epic fight of this movie, which is Carnage versus the Thing.
Which lasts about...
just like seven hours, yeah. There's a big teeth losing motif because all the villains lose their teeth and then it's like they become toothless. How about that? How about that? Food for thought. So how about that? Filmmaking school 101.
I know what this is. This is a commentary on Germany in post World War II.
Commentary on and vanity in the alien.
You know how Germany's become like an impotent, you know, like baby man kind of nation where everyone's a cuck.
It's not Japan or Sweden. What are you talking about?
Well, Japan is constantly sticks the middle finger to every other nation on the planet, and Germany's just like, please, just fuck our women. And
this
I'm just very concerned about Germany's well-being. Okay. It's on my dome a lot, okay?
I spend
a lot of time thinking about, is Germany sustainable like this?
Really?
One of the better?
You've always been a huge Germania-boo, so I... thank you.
you can reward yourself.
Oh, I'm
like
so close. Okay, then they get into a literal slap fight. Then one of them says, I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for... There's a lot of references in this movie.
Oh my god. So the first one I noticed was... just randomly, like, here's looking at you, kid.
From Star Wars, of course.
From Lord of the Rings, Part 7.
Yep.
And
I'm just going to ruin your fun and say it's from Casablanca.
Motherfucker, we know it's from Casablanca.
Why can't we do bits? Why don't you honestly like jokes?
All right, and then it was
misdirection,
dude. Like, oh, what a world, what a world.
Yes,
which is clearly from
Water
The Shining.
World.
You know, it's
and that's then, it. That's all you had, Steven. All right.
Okay, and then yes, Scooby-Doo, and then they fly on a magic carpet for some reason.
And then we had a good discussion about Disney films for a while because we
just talked for a while.
Aladdin's
about Disney
bad,
films, which we've already done on this podcast, so we're not doing this again.
Aladdin's bad.
You're right. We
whatever.
Have a thing about that.
There's, and then like. For like a minute, there's some kind of crazy fucking nuclear deer acid trip.
Yeah.
Where there's a wrinkly deer dying in a field and you just, there's no context.
Terrifying.
And it's like some kind of like fucking metal album
and it
cover.
Just, but meanwhile, because the weird camera like panning thing, it looks like we're watching it from underwater.
It's terrifying.
It's a bad thing to look at.
It's not for kids. Like I'm telling you, this is a mature adult movie.
Right.
Mom, it's not for kids. It's fucking mature.
And then somehow the elephant guy comes back, even though I thought we beat him like a while ago. And then he enters his final form, which is like a dude.
True to the Dragon Ball form.
The spear breaks, and then we get an actual literal Dragon Ball that comes out of a dude's mouth. It doesn't have any stars in it, but it's a Dragon Ball.
Point is there.
Yeah.
So I guess you said it's a soul. I don't know how you know that.
He said at one point that he's like, I lost my soul and I came to take it back.
Can I borrow yours? Wink, wink.
I keep getting lost in your eyes.
And then Gokdai just gets fucking big as hell for no reason. And then at the end, the sun has a face. I can't figure out why the sun has a face. Did they see the Teletubbies?
This takes place in the Soul Eater universe. So,
I mean, that's the moon, first of all, but...
The sun also has a face.
Oh, is it a happy face or is it like a...
It's a gross... Because it's Soul Eater, everything's gross.
Yes, it's...
Cool. And that was...
That was bad.
Don't watch that shit. I'm not even going to give the name. I advise you to not watch this.
Boy, yeah, I would...
We're experienced at watching shit, and this is bad.
This is a pretty bad thing that I have just seen.
You can't...
See, they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, but this just kind of kicked us until we're just crippled.
If you hear us, you can hear how haggard we are. We're like, our voices are very weak.
All of our hair is gray now.
Yeah.
It's kind
which
of
is pretty cool.
Concerning.
I have gangrene now.
Do we have to amputate?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to
die
soon.
Wait, no, I have triple gout.
Triple gout?
Yeah.
I got no gout.
And all three of my toes.
Oh, no, you need at least a little gout. It's like it's a little bit's good for you. It's like...
estrogen.
I was going to say mercury, but sure.
I have
is a little mercury good for you?
Probably not.
In my heart.
Do you know that Nostradamus did all of his predictions by looking... He would fill a... You know the Pensieve from fucking Harry Potter?
What's that?
No.
It's a basin.
You see the memories.
And he would just fill the entire thing with mercury and just sit over it. And I don't know if there's mercury fumes.
I don't think there are.
But he would just look down into this mercury bowl for hours on end.
Huh.
And just hallucinate. And,
hallucinate.
Because he would
I guess if you just like deprive yourself of all senses.
You go into like trance-like state.
Try this out, dude.
Mercury.
And that's how you do it. What I'm saying is that we should drink mercury to get rid of this memory. And all of our bone marrow.
We should swallow this bullet.
Before we do that, I think we're going to go to a quick break and then come back. And then we're going to talk about other things that isn't Super Kid.
Okay.
So we'll see you in just a little bit.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
I'm also sorry.
I'm not.
In the distant future, the fate of the universe has only one chance. An awesome battle for control is about to begin. Super Kid is the story of a team of intergalactic bounty hunters who keep the peace in space.
Time to take out the trash!
A group of unique heroes who all possess special powers and set off on a dangerous mission across the cosmos. Led by the red-haired space boy, Gokdadi, the Super Kids attempt to capture the galaxy's most dangerous criminals. They first encounter the mysterious villain Mayo, who is partners in crime with the ruthless space monster Jodoki. And the Super Kids must fight with the thing they've got in order to survive.
And we're back.
Declan.
Hey, how's it going?
Now... I don't know if you know this, listener, but we are the foremost resource for education.
Man, that was some good stuff during the break. I'm sorry.
I mean, you could probably splice
some in. I'll try to splice some in.
Wow, I think that's the longest time we ever talked about, like,
I'd say a solid 15 minutes that is unusable, though.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Jimmy Carter is still alive.
That nigger, he refuses to die. Still, cancer cannot take him.
Still farming peanuts.
He saps the life out of every remaining U.S. president.
All right, we set? I'm set.
Okay. Steven, you ready to go, buddy?
Wait, hold on. How old is he? He must be 92. Yeah, he's 92. He's born in...
Good on him. Good on him.
Yeah.
Who dies first? Him or fucking... Or Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas. Isn't he turning 100 soon?
He turns 100 Jimmy in Carter. 2017.
Carter. No, no.
Oh, jeez.
Because Carter's still doing stuff. Like, every once in a while, I'll see, like, oh, he's on an airplane.
Kirk Douglas is basically dead. No, you're right. Kirk Douglas is crippled. He's horribly crippled.
Yeah. He
Where were you? Where are we?
Oh, do you remember when he was on the Oscars?
On the thing I just referenced, where he's like, where were you? And he died on stage. And he's like, oh, God, he pooped himself.
Oh,
Get
Who was that to, like, Anne Hathaway or something?
It was to Anne Hathaway's... fit as fuck, so it makes sense that he said that.
Of course.
And he got an old person boner on stage in front of everybody, and then he pooped himself. And
okay.
I don't know if you don't...
Can we continue
did
now?
Did you not hear about that scandal?
No.
Wait, really?
No.
Okay, yeah, obviously.
And he pulled out his poopy boner.
Wait, we should have saved this
one. And then banged Anne Hathaway on the stage.
And he vomited onto his poopy boner. Then there's piss. Potty. Hold on. All right. In 3, 2, 1.
No. Sh-
Kirk Douglas' poopy boner now available on Audible and Bandcamp.
It's just a grime sludge album.
It's just a rework of songs about fucking, but it's songs about pooping on my boner. Kirk Douglas, song about pooping. Okay, so, Declan, there are some lost souls on this great earth of ours.
I don't know if we're in a position to help anybody today, but we're going to do it anyway.
I literally just made poopy boner jokes.
We watched Super Kids.
And then made poopy boner
Super
jokes.
Super Kids singular.
Super Kid.
Yes. And I made poopy
jokes. We are the ones that need help.
Speaking of poopy boners, there's Gaia.
We are idiots and drunk. And we just watched Super Kid, but we're still better off than the people on Gaia Online.
And we're here to offer some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Your shit is popping off, cuz.
It's my USB device.
Unplug that shit.
Is not recognized. There we go.
Okay. Who
All right.
needs help?
First person who needs help is Gaia Online user, the shy questioner in the Life Discussion Forum. She asks, a back problem. Is it mentally? She says, my back pops up whenever I hear a nosy, like someone crumpling paper.
I feel like
me.
She's Australian or something.
She
My back pops up every time I hear a nosy.
On the Barbie. Behind me. Or someone is about to nose
a terrible accent. Let's just address for the second that Steven just tried to sound Australian.
That was terrible. I'm very ashamed
that was
of myself.
Done worse than the Australian accents on The Simpsons.
Again,
Tobias!
It's fucking 1:14 in the morning, guys.
You ever played Knifey Spoonie?
Oh,
Simpsons reference hour. Okay,
oh,
go,
boy.
Go.
No one's heard the boat. These
before. Go.
It's her back pops up whenever she hears a nosy. It gets really annoying, and I get really embarrassed. This has been happening for around 3 years. Could someone please tell me what should I do? Do I need therapy?
So
she says therapy. It's therphy. It's P-H-Y. Therphy.
So oh. No need for therapy.
Okay.
What you're going to do is you're going to take a belt and you're going to tighten that shit around your torso as hard as you possibly can.
Yes.
To the point where you can't even breathe. And
just prop yourself up like a beautiful mannequin.
And then wait until you can't even breathe.
Put a broomstick in that and your back will always be rigid.
You're basically like an 18th century Victorian woman.
Yeah, use a corset. Yes. If you don't have a corset available, it's always the preferred option for when you got back popping when you hear a nosy.
She just needs a pop filter on her back.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Audio jokes. You need to put a wig the size of a small house on your head and let birds live in it.
I had an aunt who did that once.
Whoa. Whoops.
Like the bird thing?
Yeah, where she let birds live
like
in her
Halloween?
Hair. No, for just, you know, in her life. Okay, let's help
I
some more people.
I think she needs to... Okay, all right.
No. No, you had a thing you wanted to say? Say your thing.
Okay, so spines, I don't think you need them.
You think they're a myth?
I think. Well, no, they're they definitely.
I don't know, you gotta be a pretty spineless guy to say that.
They definitely exist, but like at some point, you posited this theory before. You said that if humans kept evolving, we would eventually become spheres.
I maintain this.
You
wait. Isn't there the floating like floating minds theory or something?
Well, that's a philosophical. That's not like that's not relevant to this at all.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
That's a
you look question. Really
that's
a, que-
that's
right
a question about the validity of our sensual information. I'm talking like we just keep going. We get more advanced. Eventually, we become balls that just can do whatever. According to you, anyways, I think that's silly. But we wouldn't have spines, so someone's got to start by taking their spine out.
Steven will be the first.
Someone's got to test to see if we're ready, and if your spine's
Steven's
already fucked
up. Steven's basically spineless already.
Well,
didn't I already make a fucking spineless joke?
Did you?
Yeah, I just did, but you guys didn't hear it.
It's a real shame, because I made the better one.
I mean, yeah, it's too bad we didn't
hear. It's not about being there first, it's about being there the prettiest.
This is a podcast, you can't even see us. Besides, I'm the prettiest one here.
He's definitely the prettiest, Ethan.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Let's continue on the help train. Let's do it.
Let's help people, I guess, or whatever.
Okay.
I can't even keep up this facade.
Life discussion section again. User XOXOXO8630 might be a bot. Bot with problems though.
Bot problems.
He or she, I can't tell from their avatar, asks, in all caps, "Pimples on my butt." And then the question: how do I get rid of them? Should I get a change in diet? I mean, I am a healthy weight. I have acne all over my rear end. I want it to go away. What should I do?
It depends on what part of your butt. She said all. This individual said all over.
I'm guessing
rear
it's
end?
A he.
No, it just said. Oh yeah, no, all over my rear end.
You should
yeah.
probably stop taking HGH.
Does that do that?
I know that you're trying to get into the NFL, but I think the career's over at this point. You got to hang up the fucking helmet.
Right.
You're 24. You never even went to college. I think it's over.
But I think I'm really hitting my stride.
No. There's no open tryouts. This isn't fucking high school. The combine is not for you, all right?
I just feel like I'm not done.
How fast did you run that 40? Was it under 5 seconds?
The shoes are
Declan,
wrong.
Declan, I'm the trying to reach you.
It gave me the wrong shoes.
Declan, as your father.
Fuck you. You're not my dad.
Fine. Squander your life like that. Fucking cunt mother of yours.
Don't talk about her like that.
And scene.
Okay.
Man, white people, am I right?
White people playing football.
Fucking white people.
Pimples on my butt.
I wonder how long we could have kept that going.
Probably a long time. Yeah, I don't know.
I could have just gone with football.
It probably wouldn't have gone anywhere, but we could have kept it going for a while.
I want to sing, Dad.
I'm going to be the world's first football playing singer.
The hills are alive. It just gets fucking nailed by a D-back, and he's like, yeah.
Yeah. Just like that.
Can you just take like a, can you get like a power sander and just take it to your butt? Like if you tense up your butt real tight, so that it's like a solid.
It's not like you're going to have more skin.
Get it nice and shiny.
The pimples stick out farther than the skin, right?
Okay, what if you had just sand them down.
What if you had a buffer? Like, you know, like the ones they use on cars that go.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Ooh. That's not a sander, that's a buffer.
But like one of those, but with sandpaper.
Yeah, and like it's squeaky clean, like in SpongeBob, and it's like ding, because there's a little sparkle. Like,
I mean, you can see your reflection in the
butt. Yeah, like if you make your butt super shiny, people aren't going to care about your pimples. Like, it's just going to, you can see your.
They'll be blinded.
It'll be like a
mirror. It's actually a defense mechanism against rape.
Yeah, if you all you can see is sunlight on a dude's butt or a lady's butt, then it's just like I don't know if there's there are pimples on there.
I don't know if I'll see anything ever again. It's like looking into like a nuclear blast.
Hey, like you can't point that thing at people. You can't wear a bikini.
Did you know this, Declan? If you buff your butt, you have to get it legally registered as a weapon.
Because it's too
much power for one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickets to the gun show. That doesn't make any sense.
The butt show.
Wait a second. You just made that up.
I've been lying.
Oh.
What the fuck, indeed? Right? Right, though? Yeah.
Is there any time? This person says their diet would change their pimple status somehow, but if it's just on their butt. Like, wouldn't, like...
It's just genetics.
Well, it might be that, like, they don't have... They genetically don't get acne anywhere else on their body.
Maybe,
and they're just eating things that would produce acne on a normal person.
It means you need to get your ass off the seat and let it breathe. Because when you're just sitting down all day...
Let that booty breathe.
It just Yeah, you gotta let that booty
What if
breathe.
They have so many hemorrhoids that they're spreading and they're actually just tiny little
hemorrhoids? If you have all those hemorrhoids, pimples shouldn't be your first priority.
Have you guys ever had hemorrhoids?
I think I am genetically immune to getting hemorrhoids because I do all of the things you're not supposed to do to get hemorrhoids, and
what,
I don't get
what would
them.
You give for an example? What are the things?
I sit on the toilet for too long, and
I love doing that.
And I wipe super hard.
I wipe that. I get in there.
I probably wipe super hard.
I'd say perennially, like at least once a year in high school. You know the super hard seats that we sat on in high school?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Those things would fuck my ass up. I would go
Your
home.
Your ass was woe the fuck
my
out.
My ass was woe the fuck out. Oh, shit. And it was, I would be shifting around my seat constantly because I was just in so much pain. It was torture.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just shift around in the right way so that never destroys my booty hole.
My fucking poor b-hole was
never
so
ruins my
wrecked.
I just remember you sitting on your balls all the time.
We've had this discussion.
Yeah,
a week ago.
Talked about his ball sitting problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, pimple butt. I don't know. Just get a really nice butt and then no one will notice.
Yeah, don't be a fucking loser.
Okay.
Yeah, do some squats.
Now, okay, next question. This one's not really meant for us, but I feel like we can still offer some advice. So we're not explicitly allowed
Declan,
in this
don't
environment.
Don't be so defeatist, okay? We can answer any question.
Gaia user Hipstar asks, tampon stuck issue, girls only, please. So we're going to help you out.
Okay.
Basically, I have a tampon stuck up there where the string has gone too. It's sideways on. I could feel it, but how do I get it out?
Oh, no. It's sideways?
She says it's up there, so like in her crawl space, like in her attic.
Girl, you fucked up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been there.
It's just like on a shelf somewhere, and she like
can't
reach
find it.
Yeah, I know. Do you have a stool anywhere in the house?
Oh, I got like plenty of stool, but that's not going to help anything.
You just collect it. What does that even mean? Jars? Are you making that weird Africa drug where you huff the poop?
Oh, Jenkum?
Jenkum's the best name. This sounds like good old Mr. Jenkum down the road.
So here's what you need to do. You need to find an authority figure or somebody you trust. So let's say a gym teacher. Or perhaps your favorite teacher.
Daycare center operator.
Neighbor that you've known for all your entire life.
Your pastor.
Your mailman.
Your mailman. Anybody that you trust, and you need them to just spread your shit. I'm talking just gape that bitch.
Yep. It's like, you know
Not
how...
Not your gynecologist.
You know how, like, ballerina...
fuck them,
You know how, like, ballerina instructors will just, like, they'll stretch someone's legs even after they start crying because you gotta get it done to get the flexibility? It's like that. You just... Doesn't matter how much I scream or how much I tase you, you need to just spread the shit open until it falls out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you need three people. So this is when the gym teachers are very helpful.
Yeah, just strap me into this fucking harness.
You have one person to gape it, and then two guys shaking you to drop it out of you.
For your lunch money.
But yeah. But instead it's your tampon. I think we solved that problem.
She says it's sideways on. I don't know what that means.
Do you guys know the story about how I found out what tampons are?
Oh, let me guess. You just found one and started waving it around like a
magic
wand?
No, it involves our friend David.
Oh, okay. That makes
David
sense.
David shoved a tampon into your butt?
No. All right, so...
He called you a pretty girl?
I'll try to make this quick. David would have his birthday parties at a local hotel because there would be a pool there. And there was a gift shop there. And we were just kids. And I think he, like, dared me to... Because we looked at the list of how much things cost. And one of the cheapest things was, like, a tampon for a quarter. I had no idea what they were. And David, like, dared me to buy one. Mm-hmm. And so it was this old woman at the thing, and I was like, went over there, like, hey, can I have a tampon? And she's like, do you know what they are? And I'm just like, no. She says, ask your mom about them. And so David's kind of like laughing. So I go to David, and I'm like, David, she said this to me, like, what's a tampon? And he's like, he's laughing his ass off. He's like, it's what girls shove up their vaginas to stop the bleeding. I was like,
stop the bleeding.
I will consider that the point I...
Lost your innocence?
Lost my innocence.
Why'd the old lady say that? Like, you could have been getting one for your mom. What if your mom
Or your
was...
girlfriend at 11.
Because I've been... Because I've been in and out of that gift
vagina.
Shop.
Your mom's vagina? Yeah, you've been out once.
I have been in there for 9 whole months.
She knows your mom's taking care of. She's like, there's no way this kid's buying these.
Longest relationship I ever had. She carried...
with your mom in the womb.
Full term.
Oh, yeah, 9 months.
Oh. There's a hard separation, but...
We had a breakup. Cut the cord, you know.
5.4 years ago, jeez.
Go ahead.
Hope that.
Did you have more? You got more for us here?
We
got
one last question.
We're helping people.
Yes. I'm going to end it on an anime related question.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
We know a thing or two about that. So,
little bit of like you know, like trivia slash nostalgia trip for you guys. It's pretty crazy. This guy is sort of been exposed to the same things we have. User Kratos Krizna, 6.3 years ago asks,
"Jeez,
who remembers Akira?"
I've never heard of it. Is this?
I haven't seen it myself, but I wonder what other people thought about it.
I don't know what Akira.
I think it's like some kind of like
Japanimation.
No. They wouldn't make something called that. I think it's like, like Taiwanese like murder porn, but like with real babies.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's asking a very good question, because, I mean, who does remember that?
It's so traumatizing, it's difficult to hold in your brain.
It's difficult to forget. It's kind of like the Grifter.
Oh, I remember that.
Is that an actual thing?
What?
Is the Grifter an actual thing?
Did you just make that up? He's lying again.
Did you just make that word up? Because I remember, like, that was the big boogeyman, like, oh, man, you don't want to see this video.
Oh, no, I've heard tell of the Grifter.
I don't think it's even a real video. But
I think it's just the spooky.
It's like, oh, man, and then everyone makes a fake Grifter. It's like, oh, man, this is a Grifter.
Maximum spook.
Hold on. I'm going to look up the Grifter, because now I need to know if it was ever a real thing. Maybe we found out in the 5 years since I've thought about the fucking Grifter.
So anyways, no, we can't help you out. We don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I've never heard of this thing.
Is that one with, like, that big... like bear looking thing, and the two kids to find him, and like
Brother Bear. That's,
yeah, you may remember Disney's Brother Bear.
Yeah, okay, starring Frankie Muniz.
Or no, wait,
is that Frankie Muniz?
I don't fucking know. What do you? I don't.
Akira. That's why that girl that finds the that magical like hotel, and she works there. And
Hotel for Dogs.
She forgets. Nah,
that's
name
Hotel for Dogs, Steven.
Oh, god damn it.
We're thinking of that movie where the guys go to that alcohol festival. Oh, that's a Beera, man. No. I'm just kidding. It's that movie about the lady that like drives really well through the corners. Oh, that's Astera.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about that? Oh, the lady who's like the warrior. Oh, wait. That's Ashira. Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
It's that movie about the guy who invented eyeglasses. Oh, wait, no, that's... My eyes are a clearer.
It's that new, like, Ebonics version of Sleeping Beauty. Oh, that's Mira Mira. Oh, fuck.
You lost me.
Mira Mira on the wall.
Oh, that's good.
Not even going to attempt.
It would take you 10 minutes.
I was pretty proud of Mira Mira. I'm going to be real. It has been the three Weebos.
Yeah,
still
I'm
done. I'm done with that.
Send an email to our email, threeweebs@gmail.com.
I'm sure if you're not angry enough about this episode to give us an email and tell us to get on the fucking on the straight and narrow, discipline us. Tell us that we're bad.
Maybe we should just upload the second half of this.
Tell us we're naughty boys.
I'm not that we're into that.
But yeah, or if you want to really give us an earful, give us a mouthful.
No, don't ask for that.
I mean, we're gonna have to make special arrangements if you want to give us a mouthful. But if you want to give us an earful, call us at 318-WEEBS-22. That's 318-WEEBS-22. 318-WEEBS-22.
That's it's. Don't watch Super Kid.
Don't watch it.
No.
We watch it so you don't have to.
Wait, I just remembered. It was actually
so
that
make
movie.
Us proud.
It was. It was actually that movie about the really scary things. It was called Fear.
Have you ever gone over to a girl's house? She tries to let you in her pants and you say, no way! I ain't crazy, but that shit's sick. Dog, I ain't putting nothing in that long, wet, slit shit. I already feel sick. Just thinking about the clit, the tits, and the other bits. Rather hang out with my homies, but they don't blow me. If you want me getting laid, then you don't know me. Get that pussy out of my face. Get that pussy out of my face. Get that pussy out of my face. I think I'm going crazy. Get me out of this place.
homie calls me up with his iPhone. He says, hey man, I got a story from the other day. I say, hey, you can tell it if it ain't boring. I got so much shit to do, dog, it's mid-morning. Man, you ain't gonna believe this shit. I was drilling wet pussy with my penis tip. I cut him off. Motherfucker, how could you forget? You know I really, really hate that fucking pussy shit.
He starts whining.
Man, I'm so sorry, can I take it back? You're the coolest motherfucker that I've ever met. Too late, I already puked on my bedspread. Now my lunch is laying right where I put my head. And I'm gonna have nightmares from what you said. I think you're proud of the nasty thing that you did. Never call me again, motherfucker, or I'll chop off your balls and then I'll play soccer. Get that pussy out of my face. Get that pussy out of my face. Get that pussy out of my face. I think I'm going crazy, get me out of this place.
Against the universe.
Oh.